no, I've never felt ignored as a military wife. I'm a relatively new one anyway. I got married at the end of 2010, so I've only been a military wife for 2 years, really. But what it has done is it breaks down barriers within a community, and it allows people a way to come together to meet new women, knowing that there's not going to be any snobbery. You know, there's no cliques, there's no little groups of girls who already know one another. You all come together and the main focus is the music. And then, so you could go from bass to bass to bass and you'll know all the repertoire from the music and you have a common ground with people, which is always a great way, starting point to make friends, to meet new women. Because it is lonely. You know, you're constantly moving around on average, what, every 2 to 3 years to a new place and having to start all over again. So that's what it means. It's the friendship is the most important thing, and then the music.
Helen, how did you get involved in the Military Wives choir business?
I met Kerry Petherbridge, who is our founder, in the mess one Sunday lunch and in January this year, and she suggested starting a choir, and we kind of went from there. So she suggested that she was going to start the Military Wives choir in Dishforth. Would I like to join? So I immediately said yes. Hadn't heard anything about the television programme or anything like that at all. About 3 weeks later, we joined together with a group of other wives that were interested, and we started from there. So we've been going since February.
And what does it mean to you to be part of this group?
Gosh, I've been, unlike Becky, I've been married for 18 years as an army wife, so I've been sort of at the other end of the scale, been around a long time. I just think it's fantastic. It makes it so much easier to bond with other women, to have some sort of joint purpose together. And from my point of view, I feel like my role within the Military Wives Choir is not for me. I don't go there for me as such. I go there to help the wives, to help them, to support them with the things that they're going through, because I've obviously been married for 18 years. My husband's been on many, many operational tours. I've been there, done that, so I can help other people sort of go through those sort of difficult times and support them.
Has there ever been anything like it before?
No, nothing at all. No, not at all.
Isn't that extraordinary? I mean, I know it's very difficult for any of you to say anything critical about the military, but we always think of the military perhaps as being highly organised and having support networks, which I'm sure it does do in the very worst of times. But the idea that there's been no formal structure to help those who are left behind to cope, and while you're perhaps worrying about what your husbands or partners are doing on operational duty.
There are structures there in that there are wives clubs, but that's something that you, a bit like the military wives, in that you opt into and you can go if you wish to. And there are those on different bases. Every single base will have a wives club of some description. I think the difference for this, though, is that it's a national unit where we can actually go from one camp to another, and you've, instead of joining a completely different set of wives that you've never met before, there's that sense that we've been through bonded experience together, whether that's through the video or through singing the same songs or joining together on the there's a Facebook page where we can all discuss Military Wives Choir events and what we're all doing with each other. So there's that sense of national unity that we've never had before. There's always been support networks for the wives, but not in the national sense.
I just
that makes a difference.
I'm sure it does. Nikki, I just wonder about whether this has brought a musical side out to people that they've never known they had. I mean, were you a musical person before you got involved in the choir, or is this a newfound skill, a newfound passion?
I was musical as I was younger. I was in the school choir and stuff. But I had children young. We were young parents. We joined the army. So that was my life, looking after the children and moving where he went. So this is an opportunity to get back into the music and enjoy singing with people that you like. Really.
And this notion that you're all singing the same songs, that you've got this national repertoire that works for everybody, that's quite an astonishing bit of arrangement, really, isn't it? This idea that everybody is singing from the same hymn sheet.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great. Because then you know, in the future, if you move to a different base, you'll be welcomed straight away and you won't feel like an outsider because you'll know everything that they're doing. So,
what's your history? What's your connection with the military?
I got married young. I've been an army wife for 12 years. We've been posted around. I've got 4 children and that has been my life, really. And this is a huge structure for wives like myself that's not been there before.
What does it mean then for you? I mean, he has obviously got something in his life. You know, you're absolutely bought into the military if you're a member of the armed forces. The wife and family get sort of bought into it, but not in the same way. But now you've got your own project to work on, as it were.
Yeah, I was just saying this to Helen earlier. It's like roles reversal. He's actually now in York with the children, and I'm here in a radio studio. So, yeah, it's a massive thing for in my life anyway. Definitely.
Becky, what does it mean to you to have this thing that is now yours and so well recognised nationally?
It's wonderful. I come from a musical background, so it's always been easy for me to pick things up, and it's nice to be able to help others with that. But I myself actually did exactly what you're doing. I was a broadcast journalist in London, and to pick up a life where you have such a good career like that and move it, I was extremely naive in thinking that I could just move from London and pick up my life where it was. The job market is not the same up here, and consequently, what you see is almost your own focus and what makes you you. You do give up being a military wife. I think a lot of women would agree with that. They have to change their careers or they dip in and out of them. So to come to choir and be able to pick up something that meant a huge amount to me years ago and get so much enjoyment for it and have something that is solely mine that I can focus on and go, OK, I may have moved to Yorkshire, I may have given up X, Y and Z, I may be 400 miles from my friends and family, but I've met a group of women who I absolutely love. We have a shared purpose every Sunday when we come together. We get to do other things together. And when you are feeling really low and crappy and you absolutely hate being on an airfield and so far from everybody else, all you need is a few moments with those people to go, do you know what, it is actually OK. And there are a lot of benefits to being an army wife, just as there are, you know, negatives, as with everything in life. So it has meant a huge amount to me. I think it's really changed how much I would have enjoyed this posting otherwise.
Let's talk about the actual recording of the single, the album, which I haven't heard yet. Tell me about the experience of being involved in recording and this idea that, yet again, we're probably going to see the Military Wives Choir at Number One or very near it this coming Christmas. What's been going on, Helen?
If we've got anything to do with it, we will be Number One. That is our ambition. We are going to be Christmas Number One. We might need a little bit of support from your listeners, but we're going to do everything we can to be Christmas Number One this year. So...
What are you singing? I haven't even heard it. I've asked the record company if I can hear a copy of it, and we haven't heard from them yet. So what's the tune? Are you able to tell us?
The tune we're singing is the one from the album, which is called Stronger Together. The title track is Stronger Together, and Nikki here is the main soloist on that, and Becky is one of the other of the three soloists. We're very lucky in our choir, Dishwith Military Wives Choir, that we've got two of the three soloists from our choir. The main track was written by Gareth Malone, and that's Stronger Together. And that's literally a song about us joining together and having that sense of unity, that sense of closeness, that we can, whatever happens, whatever the military throws at us, then we can actually get through it together. There's another song that we all joined together on, all 24 choirs joined together on, which is called One Voice.
Which is the Barry Manilow song.
Yeah, the Barry Manilow one. And then we've got our own song, which we sing, which is just a Dishwith Military Wives, which is track four on the album, which is When Will I See You Again, which is a 3 Degrees song, which is fabulous.
How do you cope with singing these songs? Because they are emotional. I mean, you just name, you know, One Voice and When Will I See You Again. I mean, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up just mentioning the titles of the songs. When you know that they're being sung by a group of women whose menfolk are going off to fight in a real theatre of war where people are being killed and are being injured, how do you guys cope when you're actually singing
them? There's lots of crying. Yeah, a lot. There is a lot of crying goes on.
During the recordings?
No, not on the... Or maybe there was on the recording day. There wasn't in the SOP 1 section, I don't think, because Nikki and I are in SOP 1s and Helen's SOP 2. But I remember specifically a few weeks ago, we've now had ladies from Topcliff and Ripon bases join us as well, which is wonderful. And some of the Ripon guys had deployed, and Topcliff as well, I think. And there was a lady who was in there, and she's got, I think it's a 3-year-old girl, and she had a 10-week-old baby. And we were going through When Will I See You Again, and she just cried most of the way through because she's not going to see her husband for 6 months. Her child will be, you know, crawling around by the time he comes home. And that's really hard. I think people don't realise how much you miss out on as a family. So it is hard to do the songs, but they have... The purpose of Stronger Together is to be a bit more upbeat. It has got more of a poppy feel. Mm. And to go back to the Christmas Number One thing, can I just make all the listeners aware? You may have seen in the newspapers that Simon Cowell this year for the X Factor, because for 4 years running, he got to Christmas Number One until last year where the Military Wives Choir hit Number One with Wherever You Are. His idea this year is to send all proceeds to charity. Now, what I'm going to say to that is clearly he's doing that to try and get in the way of the military wives choir. So please support your forces and buy Stronger Together instead of another, you know, pushed out, factory automated X Factor number one. Military all the way.
Becky speaks no nonsense at all. She takes no prisoners. Helen, I just wonder, I mean, great for you to all gather together and to sing together, but just to go back to what we've just heard about, you know, weeping while you sing. I don't know, I've always had the feeling that maybe there is a culture of stiff upper lippery amongst military wives, you know, that perhaps if you all live in your individual houses on the base or off base, wherever you choose to live, and it's been quite difficult to share and to say, God, I feel bad, and God, I'm worried about him, and will I ever see him in one piece again? Is there something cathartic about actually being able to sing together and to cry together and to sing sad songs?
I think if you live the life that we live and go through the things that we go through, knowing that husbands are going to go away and then they may not come back again, I don't think it's possible to get through without crying a lot. That's just the nature of the beast. If you love somebody as much as we love our husbands and you know that there's that possibility, you look at your child and you know that your child could end up living, growing up without their father. Or you may be somebody that hasn't got children yet and know that your husband goes away on tour may mean that you don't get the opportunity to have a family because you've lost him for whatever reason. I don't think you can get through that life without crying a lot. The beauty of the choir, though, is the fact that you can cry as much as you need to cry, but the fact that you've got people around you that will give you a hug and they'll get you through it. And it kind of distracts you a little bit because you are singing. Although sometimes the songs are really sad, the fact that you've got somebody stood next to you giving you a hug, knowing that they've been through exactly the same thing that you've been through, or that you may go through it again yourself next year or whatever, that makes the difference. It's knowing that you've got people around you that can do the same as you. They've done it, they've survived, they've got to come through the other end, and that you can do the same thing.
Nikki, it looks like you could be a national star come Christmas time. How do you feel about that?
It's just fantastic. Just when we joined the choir, we did not expect any of this to come out of it. And just to see myself back now on the actual video and stuff, it's just astonishing. It's amazing. I can't believe it.
It's quite funny because I'm a teacher, and I actually teach two of Nikki's children at Boroughbridge High School, and I keep showing the track to them whenever every opportunity. Look, this is your mum, she's on television. To show it to my form, I've got one of Nikki's daughters, Holly's in my form group in 7E at Boroughbridge High School. Hi, 7E. They'll never forgive me if I didn't say that. But I sort of, when on the very first day that the actual video came out, I showed it up on the big interactive whiteboard, and all the children were turning around and looking at Holly, going, "Oh my gosh, that's Holly's mum there on the television." So I think that's really exciting for them to know that they've got such a star as one of the mums from the sort of kids in our class.
How are you coping with the celebrity or potential celebrity of this?
Oh, I don't think it's hit me yet, to be honest. Still. It's just amazing. I just can't believe it.
What does it mean to you to be sort of up there as one of the main people fronting this? Because it does have huge significance to the nation now, in a way perhaps that the military didn't have maybe even 3 or 4 years ago, because now that you as the military wives are visible, you know, before it was a case of, you know, we see soldiers on parade, we see those videos come back from Afghanistan or wherever, and that's what we identify the military as. But now you're the military too. So, you know, you're going to be up there and part of the face of it all.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's a massive honour. When we first had the auditions for it, I did not expect it at all. I couldn't believe it. I was running around the room screaming. The kids was like, "Oh my God, what's wrong with you?" I was like, "Ah!"
How did you get spotted? I mean, was it Gareth Malone that sort of chose you and said, you're brilliant?
No, everybody got to audition for it, and our auditions were sent forward, and then they just picked which they thought fit in the right place.
It's John Cohen, the music producer, that picks everybody, though. Gareth, really, although he's the main patron of the foundation now, Gareth doesn't have much to do with the choirs each individually, because obviously he's a very busy man. He can't manage 64 choirs, which is now what there is in establishment. Yes, 64. There's over 2,000 members of the Military Wives Choir now. And that's, to be honest, that is the main thing. What the album does is it pumps money back into the charity to allow more choirs to open up, which allows more community spirit and more support for the women. The music is a personal thing for us whilst we're in the choir, and all the publicity and everything you have to do, it's wonderful to be part of, but really it's just part of the game to raise the money, really.
I think the important thing is that if you've got a happy wife, a happy mum, then you've got a happy soldier, and they can go off and do their job properly, wherever it is that they're serving, whichever course it is they're on, or exercise that they need to go on. If they know that their wife is happy at home and settled and has got a fantastic support network, then they feel safe to be able to go off and do what they need to do. So, yes, we're getting fantastic publicity for being army wives, for being military wives, which is wonderful, but the joy from that is the fact that we know that our soldiers can go away, our officers can go away, and they can feel confident in their job. They can concentrate on what they're doing without having to worry that their wife, left behind with a small family, you know, sort of small children, is struggling to and finding life difficult. So I think that's really important to get across as well.